Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. Today on Penny Sized History, we're looking at the Sunny Slope Shelter. When early settlers came to the prairie areas that would become Saskatchewan and Alberta, they often built sod houses to live in. Those sod houses were simple structures that could often leak, have rodent and snake problems, and generally were not the most pleasant places to live. Nonetheless, entire families would live in those places until a more permanent structure could be built. Move to an area, build a sod house, then build a regular house. That was the standard path of most settlers. That wasn't the path one settler in the Didsbury, Alberta area took. When you drive down one of the dirt roads that crisscross the area, you're going to see what looks like a small door standing out of the middle of a field. That door leads to Sunny Slope Sandstone Shelter. It is not known precisely who built this structure, which is a simple dugout in the ground, but there is a theory, which I'll get into. The shelter today exists much as it did 100 years ago. The shelter is beneath an earthen grass-covered mound, and the only visible part of the shelter is the sandstone entrance that faces to the west. Shelters like this were more common than we realize. Several homesteaders who migrated to central Alberta areas would create shelters such as this using pre-modern building techniques. Often the shelters were temporary living quarters with families living in sod houses, simple shacks, or tents nearby. The shelter roofs were typically made of logs or sod, supported by poles. The area around the Sunny Slope Shelter is free of trees for the most part, so such shelters would provide an excellent escape from the wind and the cold. The first records on this land relates to Eric Steendahl, who made an entry for the quarter of land on August 22, 1902. He would hold the land until he released it on June 26, 1903. Early settlers in the area recall seeing Steendahl hauling sandstones from the nearby lake. Local blacksmith, a Mr. Coventry out of Olds, would later state that Steendahl had come to him asking Coventry to make him hinges for his door. Years later, Coventry, in relating the story to a Jack Smith, stated that he had visited the shelter and saw the hinges on the door. The shelter at the time was 10 feet by 12 feet, with a dome-shaped ceiling in which there was a skylight and a chimney. The walls were whitewashed and limed to make it as bright as possible within the shelter. In the fall of 1902, a local settler noticed that there was smoke coming from the northwest. He believed that it was a prairie fire and ran out to deal with the flames. It was then that he saw that it was actually smoke coming from the chimney of the shelter. Steendahl would live in the shelter through the winter of 1902-03, and he would leave soon after, releasing his land and moving to North Dakota. Following Steendahl, there was a man by the name of George Sheck, who obtained the right to the land from the government on February 12, 1904. He would reside there from March 1, 1904 to April 8, 1904, before returning to Montana to work as a laborer. He moved back to the quarter on August 10, 1904, and he built a wood-framed house that he lived in, using the shelter as a root cellar. Many believe that it was George Sheck who built the shelter rather than Steendahl. So let's look at that. In the memoirs of Sunny Slope Pioneers, it is stated that Sheck arrived from Wisconsin in 1903 to begin homesteading. He is described as a stonemason and that he built the underground house from native stone in the area. It also describes the frame buildings on the land that he lived in. Sheck apparently trained oxen and horses and took his animals very seriously, not even allowing jokes about his livestock. In an issue of the Olds Gazette, it is stated that the dugout was built around 1907 rather than 1903, as was stated before in this episode. After a few years, Sheck would leave the area and his frame buildings would slowly disappear until only the stone shelter remained. In June of 1977, the Sunny Slope Shelter, as it is now called, was designated as a registered Alberta historical site. In the June 1, 1977 issue of the Olds Gazette, the dugout was known as the Sheck Dugout, or One Man's Castle. Over the years since it had been abandoned until it became a registered historical site, vandals had damaged the entrance, but the structure remained sound for the most part. Information for this piece comes from Alberta Historical Places, the plaque at the site, Memoirs of Sunny Slope Shelters, and the Old Gazette. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Canadian History X, and if you did, please consider supporting the podcast on Patreon at www.patreon.com/Bairdo, B-A-I-R-D-O. You can find hundreds of history articles on my website at CanadaX, that's E-H-X, .blogspot.ca. And you can email me any questions or ideas you have by emailing crwbaird@gmail.com. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.